Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening for a June 9th, 2014. My name is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio. I'm proud to be with my co-host tonight, Dina Flanagan. We're going to be giving readings and talking to you folks. But before I say anything else, I want to introduce you folks, or have Dina Flanagan introduce herself to you folks. So, Dina, are you with us, my dear?
I'm here, and it's so good to be reading with you tonight, Gary. It's been a while. I'm looking forward to it.
Always a pleasure, dear. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I live in Maine. I've been reading professionally for over 28 years. I do psychic work. I'm a medium, and I do healing work. And you can reach me at 207-752-1399 or at essenceot@aol.com for a reading or a healing or a medium reading.
All right, and you are, let me see, certified, where am I reading here? She's quite a talented lady, gifted, very gifted, and you can see her website, DinaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com. So check her out. Dina's a great lady and a great co-host, and it's always a pleasure to be with you, my dear. We've only done a show or two together, correct?
I know. Two or three,
right.
But that's not enough.
You got a better memory than I do, girl. We've got a lot of callers in tonight. We've got one, two, three, four, several callers in tonight. And just to let you folks know, we do take calls in the order received. So if you do call, don't hang up and call back. You'll fall back in line again. We see all of you. And just to give you an idea, these are the area codes that are coming up first. It's 413-405 and 971. So you folks stick with us, and I'll keep you a little bit ahead on the upcoming area codes. Ding, ding, ding. Excuse me. I had a long weekend. I went out to the lake and laid in the sun too long. Got a little fried. Might have been the brain too. I'm not sure. But as I was saying earlier, my name is Gary Wimmer. I started getting interested in psychic work way back in the 60s and in the early 70s because a lot of several ladies who did my horoscope said, you got a lot of natural psychic ability. So I got into studying about it and realized I did. I started giving readings in the early 70s. And in 1977, I had an incredible experience, a near-death experience. I wrote a book about it called The Second in Eternity. You folks should check it out on Kindle or Amazon. It's a true story about certainly the most incredible thing I've ever been through. Went out, saw the infinite mind, came back. It's a long story. That's just the essence of what happened. But absolutely blew my mind, changed my life, and to this day, 36 or so years later, it still affects me very heavily. So check it out, A Second in Eternity. In 1980, I met a very gifted lady who taught me a method of reading called lithomancy. I've been given readings using a little bit on tarot cards and a little bit on palmistry and a little bit of playing cards. And when I saw lithomancy, when she did a lithomancy reading for me, it really fascinated me. Just to explain to you folks, I'll be giving some lithomancy readings tonight. And what lithomancy is, it's a method of reading stones or crystals or jewels or gems in a pattern. And the way I do it is I use 16 stones, sun through Pluto, that's 10 planet stones, sun, moon, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and six personal stones called love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And this evening when I do this, I will be charging these stones up, and when I get a caller on, I'll be the caller will say drop. I'll tell you when I get them nice and warm and they feel good. You say drop, I'll read the pattern. So we're going to, the first caller or two, we may give a little bit of both Dean and I, and as callers stack up, we may rotate. Is that okay with you, my dear?
Oh, sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Dean, we're going to go to carrier code 413. Let me get you on here, 413. Can you hear us, 413?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Amber.
Amber, I want you to meet Dina. Dina, this is Amber.
Hi, Amber. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well, and yourself?
Oh, good, thank you. And what would be your question tonight?
I was looking to see if you would be able to communicate with my grandmother.
Okay. Take medium readings. I have to focus in, so bear with me.
Okay.
did she have, I'm feeling pains in the chest. Do you know if she had pains in her chest?
She died of a heart attack.
Yeah, that's what it's showing me. So, and that's her that's come through. Excuse me. I have allergies. So, excuse me tonight, everyone. Anyway, I'm feeling, then it's her that's coming through because she's holding her chest. And then she's showing me that that's what she died of and that's what she had was pains at the end. It was a while back, true.
Yeah, it was about 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. And you used to, she used to love seeing you. And she's saying she loved to see you, loved to be around you, and you guys were like got along really good.
Mm-hmm.
And she's showing me. She's showing me. Did you like? You used to. She used to like play games with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's showing me that. Basically, she's coming through and just smiling, and showing me all the, the good times and the fun times and the fond memories, of such things. And she's saying that we were close. I loved her dearly. Are you getting ready to make a change in your life?
Yes.
Because that's what she's saying. She's saying that that she wants you to really think carefully and make sure that this is what you want. Because if it is, then she says go for it with her blessings is what she's saying, that everything will work out okay. And what she wants most for you is happiness. She's always wanted happiness for you. This is the thing. She's always around you. She sends you messages. She does. You feel like at times she's there.
Oh, most definitely, yep.
Yep. So she's saying that she sends you messages quite often, or signs or symbols, you know, that she's there. And so she wants you to know that she is always with you, and you can talk to her at any time, and she's guiding you through a lot of these changes that you're going through. She's saying, I know that sometimes you you haven't had it easy, but it will get better, is what she's telling you. Excuse me. Anything you want to say to her?
She's an angel.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a very sweet person is what I'm feeling, and she likes life. You know what I mean? She enjoys life. She tries to make the most of it, even though mm-hmm. there are times that weren't so good. She still tried to make the most of it, and she wants you to live by that example and be like that. To just just always smile and look at the good things in life, the goodness, the good things, and people in life. That's what she's telling you.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Anything else?
Well, I myself, I feel like within like the past year, I've started to become into my own spirituality. Mm-hmm. And I find myself to be very intuitive. I just don't know how to like, I guess you would say.
How to what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Like work with it, like how to develop it.
Yeah. Well, I guess how there are certain things, like if you don't, there's classes, of course, and there's books, and there's online ways to learn. But simple ways that you can do it for yourself is, it's like anything. The more you practice, the better you get. So we all have it, and however, need, you know, to develop it more. So, like, when you just start out playing a piano, you may, you know, you have to keep taking lessons to get better and better. Well, that's the same with the psychic ability. So there are certain things you can do, like every morning when you wake up, you can try to guess who's going to call that day or what, you know, what's going to happen that day, who you're going to see. You can try to guess what you're going to get in the mail. You can perhaps watch some game shows and on TV and try to guess the answers, you know, like, wait, mm-hmm. like Let's Make a Deal or The Price is Right or that, those sort of shows, or, you know. Okay. Those are ways that you can really develop it on your own, you know, just try to guess who's going to call and what they're going to say, you know. And the more you do that, the clearer it becomes and the clearer it becomes. And so don't get down on you if you get the wrong answers, because you just got to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And sometimes everybody gets different answers. So there's no really right or wrong. It's just what I get and what Gary get might be two different things, but it's kind of the same. We just get them in different ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they're puzzle pieces. So he may get a puzzle piece, I may get a puzzle piece, and you fit them together. So that's what happens. So you just got to trust. And when these answers come in, you have to trust. That's the most important part, is to trust what you're hearing in some way and try to put it. If it's a symbol, try to put it to, you know, what it means for that person or for whatever. And even the other ways you can do it is kind of practice on some friends, you know, maybe just to start with cards or whatever, you know, appeals to you, and practice on friends and family members or what have you, and just keep doing that. And believe me, it just gets stronger and stronger.
Very cool. All right, I'm going to definitely try that.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
All right,
luck,
well, thank
Amber.
You for calling.
Good
very
luck,
much.
Amber.
And Adina is right on about that. Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. I also am a piano player and a musician, so I know your analogy, Adina, is perfect. You're right.
Yeah.
Practice, practice, practice. So, Amber, good luck. We were going to rotate. I mean, we were going to give you both, but we got a lot of callers. I think let's just rotate, okay? You want to do that, Adina?
Sure.
We've got quite a few callers, so we can get a little bit of everybody in here. Okay, I'll take 405 then. 405, are you there?
I'm here.
Who are we speaking with?
It's Rita.
Rita, okay. My name is Gary, my dear. I'll tell you what, I'm going to use these 16 stones. I'll just give you kind of a general reading, unless you have a specific question, and I'll focus more on that.
I'd
go ahead.
I don't know if you can get anything from my niece. I lost my niece a week ago.
Well, I'll look at some cards and tell you what I'm feeling about her. Okay. She came up right on the top of the deck of cards, a lot of importance to you and vice versa. It goes both ways. Nobody ever goes out when we think the time is right. It feels like she had a lot of things she still wanted to complete and do. Her hubby still alive?
No, she wasn't married.
Oh, okay, okay. There's a male figure that keeps coming up here that's someone who's very affected also, like you are.
Yeah,
it feels like... And you know what, it feels like you're learning a lot about this whole thing has brought a lot of curiosity to you about intuitiveness, about life after death, about a lot of your own spiritual quests. And that can always be a good thing, as Dean was saying a moment ago, to practice, to learn. So there is a lot of things you can see. And I suggest this, and the reason I say this, because those souls don't have bodies, but they do have a consciousness and awareness. And I remember when I bought this house that I live in now in 2005, I've always been a musician and a psychic, so I never made much money, and I never, you know, have a lot of practical things, like I never owned a house. I didn't know what you had to do. Well, to give you an experience, I looked for this. About a month after I bought this house, I was sitting in the backyard, and my dad, I could feel my dad who passed away, came up and grabbed me behind me, grabbed me around the arm, sort of gave me a big bear hug from the back and said, "Gary, we know you don't know shit about this, but we're going to take care of you." And the way he said it, I cracked up, because he was a strong Catholic and he wouldn't have said it in those sort of terms. But yeah, I heard it just like I'm talking to you, Rita. So you start imagining yourself picking this up, and you start, as Dina said, very important, start looking at the signs. Because in my book, A Second Eternity, which I was mentioning a while ago, how much I talk to us all the time, more than we can even believe. And thank God our filter in our brain cuts off about 80% of it, so we can tie our shoes and, you know, go about our business. But you can open it up, too. So you start connecting with your niece. Was that what you said, your niece? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, because it feels like that's where I was feeling this connection with you spiritually. It's going to help you evolve, too. It's going to help you grow, knowing how to read the signs about her. Yeah, giving you a lot of fresh starts. Don't be afraid to take fresh starts. She's encouraging you to change things, take risks, believe in yourself. Don't stay in a set pattern. So really go for that. She's also she wishes you a lot of luck with love or a gentleman. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay, like a lot of fresh new balance there in the relationship and the harmony. Liven up. Be spontaneous about that. But more than anything, I keep feeling like she's saying, look for me so I can communicate with you. And she may appear as, you know, something you hear on TV or something you actually hear in your mind or dreams, all sorts of ways. Remember, they don't have a body, so they have to do it a different way. And you have to ask for them to communicate. So don't be afraid to say, yeah, I'm ready. Communicate full blast. Dina, do you want to add anything to that?
Was she sick before she passed?
Right before.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Because she's saying that, that's what she's showing me, that she was sick. And you were you with her? Or just was with her close to that time?
I didn't find her. Her mother found her.
No, I meant like around, like within a week of that time frame.
Yeah.
Because she's saying that that's just what she's telling me, that she is really glad that she got to see you, you know, around that time frame. Did she, like, consider you like a mother?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what she's telling me. She says she appreciates all that. She appreciates all that you, you know, were to her, because it was meant a lot that she would, that you were close with her, or she was close with you. So she also wants you to smile more or be happy more. That's what she's saying. She wishes for you to be happy more.
I felt that too.
And so. That's what her wish is for you, and that's what she wants to see and hoping to see from you.
Lighten up, Rita. Enjoy the moment before you.
And then the one more question. Did you meet up with my son?
What's that? Did she what?
You meet up with my son.
Your son. She's with... I'm seeing she's with an older gentleman, and not as older woman, but older, not as older as a gentleman. And yes, someone that's young, but looks like would be your son, and a young girl, young girl. That's who I see her with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you, Rita?
Yeah, thanks.
Same thing, girl. Try to tune into her. Let her talk to you. You really can.
Right.
You have to learn it just like I know as a musician, and Dina said, a pianist. You know, you have to learn a note at a time, but you can learn it. Don't delay any longer. And I kept feeling the same thing Dina was saying about, you know, lighten up, be happy, be spontaneous. Take some new bravery, some new risks on yourself, really, because you've got a lot of good changes coming if you'll don't be afraid of kicking ass and winning, so to speak. It's the simplest way I can say it. Does that help you, girl?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you both.
You're too, Rita. God bless you, girl. Moving along, we're trying to get most of you folks. I'm going 971, then 916, then 559. So all of y'all stay with us. Don't call back in. You'll go to the back of the line. Going to connect here with 971. Let's see if I can get the board to connect. 971, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling in from New York.
All right, Kay. Would you like a general reading? Do you have some specific questions? What's happening with you, my dear?
I have a specific question, actually.
Okay.
It's about someone who I used to see, and I've been sensing them a lot lately.
Him.
And I'm like wondering if I should reconcile that or.
Well,
not
I'll tell you what,
sure.
My dear, I'm going to concentrate on that as I see kind of what's happening in your life and tell you. So I'm charging up these 16 stones, and I'm going to concentrate on this past boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Yeah, Kay, all you have to do is say drop whenever you feel
okay.
Appropriate. I'm going to drop these stones, and I'll tell you what I see. Okay?
Okay. Okay, drop.
Okay. Well, yeah, you do have a lot of connections, love connections. It seems like it's revitalized your feelings again about wanting to be in love. And that's understandable. And perhaps that's why you're feeling this guy. In the first week or two, it feels like you're doing a lot of like reorganizing so your life can move on, so you get a lot of fresh plans and so forth. And so part of this memory with him feels like because the good experiences you had, you want to kind of relive those, even though there were some pretty intense ones as well. I do think that reconciliation on all levels is healthy, regardless of the person or the situation, because who wants to keep a anger in their heart, you know, in their mind, in their soul? So, yeah, you got to forgive your enemies, forgive your friends, forgive. It takes the load off you. And it feels like just in this first couple of weeks with a lot of things around your home and your life, that's why you're feeling his presence a lot, or you're feeling this basically wanting to be in love again. And that's understandable because you ladies are very complex about that. And just remember, men are different, you know. We're simpler.
They sure are.
Yeah, we don't get it the same way you all do, so just understand it. I grew up with six brothers. I know that from experience. And when I started learning about ladies, I thought, wow, I didn't have a clue because I didn't grow up with a younger sister. I didn't see women falling in love. I just couldn't figure out what you all saw in us at all. So you're going through this period right now where you're really reestablishing a lot of things about yourself, about how you feel about commitments, about job, about career, about school or planning, all this sort of thing. And that's the reason you kind of feel him, because you want this support and so forth. I feel like you should reach out to him with no expectations, though, and other than to clear things up and to be at peace, because that seems like it brings you a lot of fresh, good feelings about prosperity, about luck. It also helps you break out of a cycle you've been in that's been you're a great lady, but you just haven't been as fair to yourself as you should be. You've been a little bit more... Yeah, a little bit gloomier or sad or, you know, that sort of thing to yourself. So, again, it's a reason why you're reaching out to him, because you remember the good experiences. So it's good to remember the good experiences, to want to clear issues from the past, to move forward with this new things about commitment, job, responsibility. You're feeling a lot. And, yeah, reach out to him and just so you can be friends with no expectations other just, hi, hello, let's clear up the past. And the reason I say no expectations is because it's healthy sometimes. You ladies have a lot of expectations, just like men are, and ours usually aren't met. Sometimes y'all's aren't met either. And it's good to have hopes and expectations, but it's also good to allow life to kind of throw you some surprises. And that's what you're learning a lot about, because your intuitiveness is going to start working for you, picking up where he's at, how you feel, and so forth. And by the end of this three-month period, I feel like y'all have connected again. It's been healthy. I don't necessarily know you want to get in the relationship again. You have to really look at that. That's why I say go in with no expectations. But toward the end of this three-month period, and again, I'm covering 3 months a little bit quick here, so I can't go into much detail, but there does feel like it's good communication for you. You learn more about men. You learn more about yourself. You learn more about this yearning to be in love again and how to deal with it, put it in perspective and so forth. And you come out of this three-month period with a lot of good feelings about things, because that's what you want. That's what you need. A lot of new hopes and possibilities. So connect with him in a way that if you want to clear things out, but don't try to redo the same thing. That part was done. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's got to be fresh. It's got to be new. Otherwise, it's going to be completely frustrating to both you and him. So go about it with no expectations other than friendship, communication, don't try to fall in love again. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But don't go in with that expectation. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if he wants to reconcile as well as much as
well, I
do.
He does. I think he does. I think it's almost like men can what's the word? I don't guess we need as much clarity sometimes as y'all do about emotional things. That's kind of what it feels like. Yeah, he probably wants to, but it's not as much a priority as it might be to you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because you're just more emotionally complex. So go with that, but don't look to change the world, and don't try to fall back in love again, and don't try to repeat the same thing in the past. Connect for the feeling of friendship, of erasing any hard feelings, and being good, because I think that's what's going to put you in a situation with a fresh relationship with a fresh person.
Mm-hmm.
That make sense to you, girl?
Yeah.
Okay, Kay. Well, good luck. Don't be frantic. Are you in school?
No, I'm not. I've been out of school for a good couple of years now.
Okay, because it felt like
really
a lot.
Young.
Yeah, I just felt like a lot of school and pressure being used and so forth, career, a lot of things like that are on your head.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of pressure at work right now. And
okay,
I'm
that's
just,
what it is, yeah. Yeah, I could feel
just
that. Well,
worried.
Well, don't be worried. That just defeats the purpose. Easier said than done, but so is everything. The older
yeah,
I get,
I'm trying.
Well, that's all you can do, girl. Take it a day at a time. And when you know you worry, just like when you know you're hurt, it's a good thing to know it, because then you can do something about it. It's when something hurts and you don't know what and you don't know why that's difficult. So if you hurt, you know what it is, you can evolve above it. You know what
yeah.
it is. That help you, Kay?
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you, girl. You have a good evening. And all you folks can listen back on the archives on this show. You can come back 30 minutes after the show and check out the archives and download them to your computer and listen. And, of course, you can find a lot about both Dina and myself, Gary Wimmer, at PsychicsGoneWild.com. So check us out. Check out what we do. We can surely cover more in a 30-minute reading than in a 5-minute reading. And 916, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Who are we speaking?
How are you?
We're doing pretty good. What's your name, my dear?
This is Diana. I'm in
Diana?
Florida.
Diana in Florida. We're going to let you meet Dina in Maine. Is that correct, Dina?
That is correct.
Okay.
How are you, Diana?
Oh, I'm okay, except I hurt my knee and hip, so I'm kind of like off my feet for a while. And I guess I was stopped in my track for some reason. But I was hoping you could talk to someone on the other side. Maybe they could explain why I was put to bed, more or less.
Well,
how long is
they're
the healing
going
to take?
Yeah, really. No, well, they're saying that, yes, they're saying that you needed to slow down. And the reason you need to slow down is because it's time to go inward. you know, to work on a lot of stuff on yourself inward, because you tend to sometimes miss some things, you know, miss some opportunities spiritually because, you know, you're busy doing this, busy doing that, and this and that. So, so they're slowing you down. Sometimes when we're put down like that, there's reasons, there's lessons we have to learn, and it's more about the next level that you go to for yourself. Now, as far as your, as far as being, you know, getting better, you know, feeling better, I feel like it's going to be at least 3 months time frame, 2 to 3 months is what I'm hearing. Not that you won't be able to do things or whatnot, but I feel like, and to feel like where you want to be, at least bare minimum, will be 2 to 3 months. Do you have to do therapy?
Well, I haven't seen a doctor. It's only been a few days, so I've just got ice packs on. I don't know how bad it is, really.
Oh, because I feel like that there might be some physical therapy involved, just not a lot, not, you know. But I feel like there might be some just to help it out. So in this downtime, try to enjoy it. Try to do what you got to do. You know what I mean? Read books. Yes. Do study.
I'm always doing,
you know,
therapy, though. I'm always doing therapy, and I'm always inside myself. You know, I'm on the other side all the time. So going further inside is like, okay, you want me to go further inside? All right, I'm ready for that.
Yeah, bring it on.
I'm ready
bring
for
it
another
on.
Level.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing with you. They're taking you up to another level, a new level, that you've been asking for it, you know. So,
Well, I've been ready for it, so okay. But I would have sat down on my own instead of getting hurt if they would have just said, you know, quit running around.
But
that seems to happen. Like, I'll fall flat on my face for no reason, and then I'll end up having to have some recovery time. That happens to me now and then.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
So you pretty much confirmed what I figured it was. Thank you.
But this time, just kind of make the most of it, you know, enjoy it. Do some really good inward things, you know, really good stuff that
you
happy.
I will.
Yeah.
Well, I'm weird. I can do some weird inward things.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
Well,
thanks.
Well, thank you for calling.
God bless you, Diana. And Diana, that's a good point. When you go inside your own mind, your own heart, your own psyche, that's where you find truth. That's where you find power. So don't be afraid to explore the inner side of yourself. Just to keep you folks posted, we're going to go to 559, then 260, then 770. So stick around. We'll try to get to everybody. Dina and I will alternate just to cover as many folks as possible. And this is area code 559. Are you there, 559?
Yes, I am.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Evelyn.
Evelyn, okay. Can I answer a question for you, give you a three-month reading?
Yeah,
what's on your mind?
Let's just go with the general reading with the ruins. I think that's what they're called, right?
Well, I call them actually runes. They believe what I've read about this. I mean, I wrote a book on this art called Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones, because there was nothing written on how to read stones. What little information I could find, I did a lot of research, just not a lot written about it. They believe that it's probably one of the oldest systems, and from it came runes. They started writing on stones, and they believe that that's where both language and runes came from. But who they are, you know, there's so much more information on astrology and tarot and palmistry than there is on lithomancy. I mean, there's not any books written on it except the one I wrote, so... check it out. You can find a lot about it. And having said that, Evelyn, I'm charging these stones up, and all you have to do is say drop.
Okay.
When you say drop, I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Got it. Drop.
There you go, girl. Okay, well, there's been a lot of change, a lot of things about relationships, kind of... being addressed or put in the past. There's a lot of change in your life because of this. So there's the healing that you've been going through and the sort of like fast changes you've been going through are actually going to bring you a lot of luck here and a lot of good opportunities. There's kind of it feels like what's happening, it's breaking you out of this difficult area you've been in with relationships. And by the second end of the third week here, you're starting to get a lot of optimism in your life again, and even a lot of, like bravery. Like you're going to really start thinking outside the box, being a different person. Because you've gone through some changes, why not make use of that? Let it change you. Or let it help you evolve. Because it gives you a fresh opinion or feeling about men, about direction, about love in your life, about how to not only work things out, but have a whole new series of fresh goals and feelings here. So the first couple weeks, there will be a lot of change for you and a lot of expansion. That's very good, even though it's been difficult. And by the third and fourth week here, it feels like you're really lining things up to where you've got fresh goals. You're starting to really see the long term. Emotionally, you've grown a lot. That's why you have to let go of some of these things in the first week so you're not weighed down. So you're feeling very inspired and creative and spontaneous. And by the third and fourth week here, as you sort of practice this new routine, you become pretty good at it. You really open yourself up emotionally a lot, probably like you haven't been in a while, just a feeling of freedom and a feeling of peace and contentment. And that really brings in all good feelings, fresh feelings about commitments to you and luck. And organization and planning and structure and decision making. So sometimes a shake up emotionally have a lot more effect on us than in areas that we don't even expect. So expect this to offer you a lot of growth, a lot of insight in a lot of different areas. Because from the eighth and ninth week on, you're going to realize how much it's helped your decision making. You're going to realize that it feels like you've been doing some traveling too. And by the end of this 3 month period, you're going to know a lot more about why you went through this difficulty. Because what it's leading you toward is how to be fearless, how to be strong, how to be determined. And outside this circle is both the life stone and the magic stone. So by you letting go of a lot of things you can't control, and you can't control other people. We can only control ourselves. You know, we can vote, we can hold a gun to someone's head, whatever, but people are going to do what they're going to do. So our real power is, as always, in ourselves. And that's what it feels like you're learning a lot of. So don't be afraid to really advance, like break out of a lot of these past molds of thinking and fear and doubt that you've been in, because it's really going to open you up a lot. And beyond this three-month period, it's going to open you up so much that you've got quite a different direction on life, really. Does this make sense to you, my dear?
Well, yes. I'm going to get a new job, and I've been working in the same place for 10 years. And I've been wanting to, like, get married and have a family, but I'm like, I'm in search of the one. So it makes sense, you know, like
that.
You said.
I understand that. Look at yourself as beautiful. The reason I say that is I know from being a guy and doing a lot of readings for you ladies how complex y'all are. Have confidence in yourself. Really. Believe in yourself. See your beauty. See your harmony. Laugh. Be fun. Be spontaneous. And the more you're like that, the more you put an attractive vibe to where people are drawn to you. It's fun. It's spontaneous. It's not like the hunt. It's like the life, the fun. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I definitely.
Ladies, God bless y'all. You are so complex sometimes. Sometimes you just got to lighten up. And don't look for love. Be love. Because then you don't have to look for it. Then you're putting it out everywhere. And then you're attracting the right mate to yourself. Yeah, I do have a feeling.
Like that.
Yeah, seriously. Be love. You know. And remember, love's not something that someone gives you. It's something you put out. It can be something that gives you. That makes it great. But when you put it out, because it's coming out of you, you never run out of it. Does that make sense, my dear?
Yes, it does. Very much so.
Good, Evelyn.
Wow.
Good. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you so much.
You too.
Well, thank
you. Check out both Dina and I do on Psychics Gone Wild. And as I told you, Evelyn, you can call back. All you folks can call back on, not call back, excuse me, come back to the show and download the archives. I just want to let you know, Psychics Gone Wild has a show on every night. And if you don't get in tonight, would like to check out my show. It's on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock, called A Second in Eternity, named after my book, 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern, Thursday nights. Check it out. We're going to move on to area code 260. Are you there, 260?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
I'm Trina. How are you this evening?
Trina, is that correct?
Yeah, Trina.
Okay, my dear. I'm going to introduce you to Dina. Dina, this is Trina. That sounds like a song.
Yeah. Hi, Trina. How you doing?
Hi, Dina. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. And Gary, I just wanted to say that was, I say that all the time, that's awesome. Great advice that it would be love, become love, and then you have it all the time. That's
oh, yeah.
Amazing. I love that. I teach that to everybody. I tell that. And once you become that love, and it's so true, you walk around, people draw to that.
Yeah,
you know,
you own it.
Exactly.
You own it. Nobody can
yeah.
take it from you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I can believe that sometimes. Mm-hmm. I can believe that sometimes.
I know. So, Trina, what's your question tonight?
Oh, boy. Where do I begin?
Pick one.
The sky I've been seeing for since November. And
Gary, can you decipher? I can't hear.
There's this guy I've been dating.
The guy you've
been
dating.
Yeah.
Speak up a little more clearly, Trina.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit better. So this guy you've been dating. Okay, we got that far.
Yeah. And for some reason, the last week or so, he just cut off all communication with me. Says he needs his space. I know he's going through some issues, personal issues, but I just don't understand why he needed to shut me out. I just had surgery today in a car accident, for crying out loud.
What I'm feeling is that.
I said I love you more than anything, and I hope you still love me.
Well, what I'm feeling in a way is that you shut people out. You know, like you're saying he shut you out, and this isn't meant to be mean or anything, but I feel like you have a tendency to shut down or shut people out, and whether it's subconscious or conscious. So, we put out what energy we put out, we sometimes get back. And what I'm feeling is this is like a mirror situation. And on top of that, this person has their own issues that they're dealing with and that they have to emotionally deal with. So you've got a combination of things going on here is what I'm saying. So I feel that you need to start feeling more positive. And when you put that positive vibration into yourself or out there, that's what you're going to get back. But when you are putting out, you know, kind of shutting people out or lesser positive vibrations, then that's what you're going to get back. So at this moment in time, this is what I feel like you need to work on because it seems to be a pattern in your life. I feel like it's a pattern that this has happened several times before and continues to happen. And the reason that is happening is just that you need to change yourself. You can't expect to be like that and have other people change because that it just don't work that way. You know, it goes right back to what we were just talking about. You got to become love, and you can't expect the love to be given to you from somebody else if you cannot love yourself. You know what I'm saying? So now, if you get two people like that, this is what's going to happen. So, because I feel like you're both going through those same similar issues, And so this is what's happening. I feel like this person needs a break. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he needs a break just because it's the energy's too heavy. It's just sometimes too heavy because it's a combination. So if you work a little bit on that, you know, just changing your energy around, this person will feel it. It will start to feel a more positive energy, a lighter energy. And when it becomes lighter, then that is more attractive. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the of kind of what I see is going on. But that you've got to, what I'm feeling is you've got to let this person have their space at this present moment in time. Don't make it about you. Let that person have their space. Like, you know, you're saying, I had just had a car accident and why isn't he here and this and that is what I'm hearing in you. But don't make it about you. Don't have those expectations. Just back off, work on yourself, and when you switch your energy around, then I feel like this, when this person's ready, when they're ready to switch their energy around, I feel like there's a chance of it coming back together. Just right now, I just feel like don't push it. Just kind of back off from it. Does that help?
Yeah. How long do you think it's going to be?
What's that?
How long do you think it's going to be?
Gosh, it could be up to 3 to 4 months. Not that you won't hear from them. I mean, in a more healthier sort of where it could work. You know, come back together
right.
More positive. Yeah.
Does he still love me?
I feel like he does. But like I said, don't make it about you. It's not about you. It's not about anything
right.
about you. It's about that what this person needs for themselves to survive.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what I feel is happening or what's going on. I don't feel it's like, oh, I don't love her, I got to go. It doesn't feel like that to me. It just feels like just where he needs to be right now, you know, kind of in his own head, doing his own thing, figuring it out. Because I feel like he's got some decisions to make. I feel like they're not easy decisions. And so having you mm-hmm. on the plate, it only just complicates his mind because, again, Gary's right. Men and women are different. And men
mm-hmm.
just, you know, they don't need what we need and vice versa.
We're simpler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gary. Yeah.
So the Facebook thing was an accident?
What's that?
So him deleting me from Facebook was an accident.
So him leaving was an accident? Is that what you said?
No, so him deleting me from Facebook was an accident.
Well, just right now he just needs the space and until he works through his things. And sometimes when people have space, they do have to work through anger or through whatever, but it doesn't make it your fault. It's just where they need to be, the stuff they have to work through, because I feel like he hasn't
mm-hmm.
worked through that stuff yet. And furthermore, you don't want it. You don't want him like that. You don't want that negative, that
mm-hmm.
anger or whatever. You just don't. It's not a good way to be. So, you know, you got to send him love. My advice is to just keep sending him love and become love yourself. Send it and have no expectations. And work on yourself in the meantime.
Okay.
Yeah. Trina,
okay.
I was picking up, don't be afraid to be more excited about yourself, about life, about everything. Don't be afraid to have a lot more passion,
okay.
a lot more drive. Don't be afraid to be a winner, girl. You know?
Okay.
Believe in yourself. The world believes in you. Smile and the world smiles with you. Laugh and the world laughs with you. Cry and you cry alone. Be happy. Be spontaneous. Be creative. That help you, girl?
Yeah,
don't cry. Just,
it does.
Just
it does get
do
better.
It.
Trust me. It gets a lot better.
It does?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. I appreciate
you
it.
You too, Trina.
You're welcome.
Dina, I don't know where we're getting this clicking. Can you hear that clicking?
I can
maybe
hear
that,
it, yeah.
Maybe that was it. Maybe it was Trina's phone. But anyway, we're through the clicking. So, and Trina, again, all you folks can go download the archives or listen to this show again. Come back here on Blog Talk Radio, The Psychics Gone Wild. And be sure and check Dina and I out on Psychics Gone Wild. We've got about 10 minutes. We're going to try and get a couple more here. This is 770. Are you there, 770?
Okay, Tina. This is Maddie.
Maddie, how are you, my girl?
Yeah, I heard the clicking, too, and I thought maybe, Gary, that was you with your stones.
No, it was me with my brain kind of clicking on itself, but we always... We always have little things with blog talk, so there are issues, but sometimes it was someone's phone. Maddie, can I help you? Can I give you a general reading? You got some specific questions?
Yeah, a general would be good, yes.
Okay, Maddie, you know how this works, I think.
What?
I say, I'm not sure. I'll tell you how this works. I'm charging these 16 stones up, sun through Pluto and six on life, getting them nice and warm, and they're feeling warm. And, Maddie, all you have to do is say drop. When you say drop, I'll drop the stones and tell you what I see. Okay?
Okay.
It's up to you, my dear.
Drop.
There you go. All right. Well, you've been looking back on some things about love, some things about your home, some environment, and so forth. There seems to be a lot of... resolve, resolution, clarity, things that need to be worked out, let go of. And as you go through this first week and so forth, don't be afraid of kind of cleaning out the garbage so you feel fresh. Because as you do this, and it becomes a decision and a technique in the next couple weeks, you start feeling more and more empowered about things, especially about relationships and yourself and your harmony and so forth. As I was telling the other caller, don't be afraid to be a winner. It feels like you're going through a lot of things here from the past that are coming up that you're having to sort of just let go of, bear through, not worry about. But that's learning a technique because whether you're singing or typing or driving, or life is techniques. And so when you learn it, when you learn a technique of clearing things out, remember that. When you play piano, you learn a technique to play the chords this way, and remember that. So next time you sit down, you don't have to start from zero again. And you're in a really good position to learn a lot, probably more than you've realized right now in the next couple of weeks, because by you letting go of the tension, the doubt, the insecurity, all this sort of thing, you're really shining yourself up. You really are, and it's a decision over these first couple of weeks that's very important for you to go, you know what, I'm not going to live in the past. I'm going to live for the future in the present. And as you do that, you know what I'm talking about, because there's a lot of this past coming up to you right now. You with me, dear? This make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
Because as you do this, from the second and third and fourth week here, you make these very empowering decisions about what's important to you, what your commitment should be, how you want to feel. As you start really making those decisions, rather than feeling like life makes them for you, you start making them, you're going to bring in a lot of luck for yourself. And it's going to bring a lot of spontaneity and adventure back into your life, because you're realizing that you create it, that it's not always a set of cards that are dealt to you. Sometimes maybe it's the cards we chose for a specific reason. So the things that you're going to be processing over these first couple weeks are going to be really, very liberating for you. Don't be afraid of kind of letting the crap from the past clear out, so you can have a whole new feeling about relationships, about purposefulness, about direction, about luck, and about your own sort of way to boldly break out of a pattern you've been in for a while. So you don't, you want to break out of this pattern because a lot of it's dated in the past. And as you do that, from the fourth and fifth and sixth week on, boy, you're opening a lot of positivity in yourself. You're getting a lot of good energy from men. You've cleared a lot of things out. It feels like you're going through this period about the eighth and ninth week when you consolidate everything you've been learning in this first 7-8 weeks about letting go, about believing in yourself, about using these techniques. Like I've said, about bringing luck to you consciously, because you're just not going to worry about this. You're going to empower yourself over this, blah, blah, blah. So as you change all this around here in the first 7 weeks, by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you've changed the way you feel about love and relationships and your own power. It's really changing for you, and that's why you're going through this, so you can learn how to get the better turf. Does that make sense to you?
So when
you go through some crap, you come out the other side, you get a bunch of Kleenex, and that shows you how to clean the crap off of you, so you're fresh. That's maybe not the, Maybe not the best analogy, but you know what I'm saying.
but it worked.
it drew the picture in your head, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes.
So from the ninth to the 12th week on is when you're really starting to understand love in a very progressive way, in a very emotionally empowering way, in a way that brings you peace to your environment and good things about in the future about the way you feel. And that's why you're kind of going through this remaining parts of letting go of the past so you can clean yourself out and feel very empowered in the future. Does that help you, my dear?
Yes, it has.
Make sense to
yes.
you?
Yes, it has. You say that, oh, God, that was a lot. That was a good reading.
Well, it's 3 months in 3 minutes, so I can cover a lot more in a 30-minute reading. But Maddie's so glad to have you tonight, girl. Let
yes,
people know about the show.
You.
Check
Stina,
us
you
out.
Do you have something to say? Stina, do you have anything to say?
Oh, no, Gary said it all. And then some.
I thought maybe you saw something different.
No, I agree with all he said. I was getting the same things. So I was like following along with him going, yeah, well, that's what I see, yeah.
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 I'll keep that laugh.
Yeah,
up,
no,
Maddie.
you're gonna have a lot of good things coming towards you, a lot of good positive things, which is great because you've been waiting a long time for that.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic! Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
I have.
And you deserve it. They're saying well deserved. I'm hearing well deserved. So your just rewards will be coming.
Oh, fantastic! Fantastic! Thank
great.
You.
Great laugh, Maddie. Keep it going, okay?
Oh, I will. Thank you kindly.
All right, we're going to take one more reading here. We only have time for one more. We've got less than 3 minutes. So, 806, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And what's your name?
My name is Sherry.
Sherry, we're going to connect you to Dina for just probably a minute or two. Dina,
wonderful.
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Excellent. I'm doing great. What is your question tonight, Sherry?
I have a ton, so what I'll do is just get a general reading. Maybe some of them will be helpful.
Well, yeah, in the couple minutes, I would just go for a straight question. You'll get more. With
okay.
What area?
Let's see. How about a move?
Okay. Well, I feel like that there's a certain area you're looking at right now. Is that true?
West.
Yeah. And I feel like you've been wanting to move for some time. Like, I feel like where you are is kind of, you know, it's time to go. So I feel like a move would be really good for you. And but is there some delays? I feel a delays.
Well, I'm going to finish out a course that I'm taking, which will be the end of the year, and I'd like to kind of have a plan, you know. All the other moves before were a little unorganized, but they needed to be done, you know.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
At this stage, I'd maybe like a plan, so well, therefore I'm not so quick to jump up. I've got roots here.
Well, right. That's what I'm feeling, delays. So, and that's fine. They're saying the delays are fine because by the time you do it, by the time it comes around, it's going to feel better. It's going to feel right, and it will be right. Like right now, it won't be right. Say you just went to do it, it's going to be mansy-tansy, you know, just kind of flim-flam. And by the time you get around to do it, saying that the right opportunities in the right place will be coming up for you because it will be part of your path. This way you move to is going to take you and lead you to new paths. That's what they're saying.
Nice.
And these new paths will be finally on paths that you want to be on because I feel like you've taken a lot of twists and turns in life. Is that true?
Right. But they were needed, and I see that now.
Right. And that's fine. But now they're saying that there's not so many twists and turns anymore. These will be more of a direct, straight path. Once you take this, you know, path and do this move, it will be more of a direct path is what they're saying, and it will lead you finally into areas of your life that you've been wanting to change,
okay,
and have been looking toward. This is going to open doors.
We are about out of time, Dina. Sherry, we're about out of time.
Thank you, Dina. Call back next week,
Sherry, and we'll continue. And to all you folks, check out Psychics Gone Wild and check us out next week. We had a lot of callers tonight. It's quite a privilege, and always a privilege to work with you, Dina. Love you, girl.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I love you. I'm so glad to work with you, Dina. I just love your energy.
You too, my dear. We'll see you folks next Monday. Check out Psychics Gone Wild. For myself, Gary Wimmer, and Dina Flanagan, have a great day. Have a great weekend. Have a great life. Be happy. Okay, folks?
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. God bless. Tune in next week.